From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Job growth was disappointing last month. The Labor Department reports that a mere 78,000 jobs were created. But analysts say it's probably too early to worry that the economy is softening. Given strong gains earlier this year, May's low numbers may be just a blip amid otherwise steady growth. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Last month's low job creation lagged well behind recent strong gains and marked the smallest increase in nearly 2 years. But instead of raising alarm, some economists are taking the numbers in stride. When combined with strong growth in recent months, the average monthly increase since January comes out to around 180,000 jobs. Chris Favarez is president of Macroeconomic Advisors, a forecasting and consulting firm based in St. Louis.
When you look at the whole report and you consider the gains in employment we've had over the last several months, you have to say that the labor market is still in pretty decent shape.
Last month's employment numbers mark a plunge from April, when the economy created 274,000 jobs. But the drop-off was so dramatic that some analysts wonder if it's accurate. Government job estimates are based on surveys of businesses and households. Sometimes the numbers are heavily revised later. Ian Shepherdson is chief U.S. economist for High Frequency Economics, an independent research company.
This is too big a slowdown, too quickly to be genuine. I do suspect that when we finally get the next round of data, they're going to be a bit stronger.
Shepherdson thinks job growth was probably stronger last month because so many other indicators looked good. Among other things, the unemployment rate dipped slightly to 5.1%.
Strong in just about everything except the payrolls. The household survey measure of employment, which is when the survey asks households rather than employers about their job position, was extremely strong. There was a pickup in hours worked. There was a pickup in wages. And the unemployment rate fell to the lowest level we've seen in this whole economic cycle.
The nation's various employment sectors saw no major changes. Manufacturing has been under pressure from global competition. It continued its long slide, dropping 7,000 jobs. Low mortgage rates and a housing boom in parts of the country helped boost construction jobs by 20,000. And healthcare, seen as one of the nation's fastest-growing job sectors, added 26,000 jobs. One sector which raised concern was business and professional services, which lost 5,000 jobs. They include accountants, temporary office workers, and well-paid managers. Rajiv Dhawan runs the Economic Forecasting Center at Georgia State University in Atlanta.
In the professional and business service category, which is the direct measure of business sector jobs, there has been a bit of a deceleration in job growth. And that's what makes me a little bit worried.
Dhawan says the business sector is an important job creator and has been lagging in recent months. He says it will be a critical indicator to watch in the future.
Are the businesses losing steam? Looking at the other indicators, the answer is probably not. But this is what we need to keep an eye going forward.
A month from now, economists and businesses will be watching the job report closely to see if May's numbers were an anomaly or the start of a worrisome trend. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.